From Spark and Anvil and RealForge, this is Vast, in Chapter 1 of the RealForge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. On the high wall above the RealForge courtyard, an albatross tween named Vast pointed a camera at a whole valley. The frame held everything: the river, the far hills, a tiny cart on a tiny road, a speck of a bird that was probably a friend. "That's where we are," Vast said to the kid who had climbed up beside her. "The whole world at once. You know exactly where you are." Then, without moving her feet, Vast swung the camera down and in until the frame held only one thing: a single dandelion growing out of a crack in the wall, its seeds trembling. "And that," Vast said softly, "is what matters. Same valley, but now your whole heart is on one flower." The kid looked from the wide valley to the close flower. The first one felt big, like I was small in it. The second one felt like the flower was the only thing in the world. "Because I showed you less," Vast said. "How much you show is how much they feel."
Vast had learned that the hard way, on a day she wished she could refilm. When Vast was small, she flew home to tell her family the biggest news of her life. She had been accepted to RealForge. She was so full of it, so wide with it, that she told the whole enormous story at once: the journey, the gate, the mentor, the courtyard, the other tweens, the workshops, every single thing, all in one breathless flood. Her grandmother listened to all of it, and then, gently, said, "That was a great deal of valley, little one, but I could not find you in it. Where were you in all that?" Vast stopped. She realized she had shown everything and made her grandmother feel none of it, because when you show the whole vast world at once, no single thing gets to matter. So she started over. This time she showed one small thing: the moment at the gate when Slate looked at her work and said quietly, "You belong here," and how her chest had gone warm and tight and disbelieving all at once. Her grandmother's eyes filled. That she felt. "You didn't need the whole valley," her grandmother said. "You needed the one flower."
Vast flew to RealForge at 12, because a place that made stories ought to understand that showing less can mean more. Slate, the mentor, met her at the gate and asked for one thing: "Show me a big feeling, then show me the same feeling small." Vast borrowed a camera. First, she filmed the empty courtyard from as far back and high as she could get. The whole square, cold and gray and enormous, one small figure alone in the middle of it. "Lonely," Slate said. Then Vast walked all the way in and filmed only that figure's hands, close, twisting a frayed thread. "And now I feel the loneliness in my own hands," Slate said slowly. "You showed me less, and I felt more." "That's the whole trick," Vast said. Slate handed the camera back. "You belong here." Vast's chest went warm and tight, exactly the way it had in the story she told her grandmother.
Vast's workshop filled up with kids who were showing too much. One afternoon, a kid came in frustrated, holding footage of a birthday scene. "I filmed the whole party," the kid said. "The room, the cake, everyone, all of it, wide, the whole time. And it's boring. You can't tell what's important." On the screen, it was true. A wide shot of a crowded room, everything visible, nothing mattering. Vast knew that flood. It was her grandmother's valley all over again. "You showed everything," Vast said, "so nothing gets to be the point. What's the one thing this scene is really about?" The kid thought. "The birthday girl. She's trying not to cry because her best friend didn't come." "Then start Vast so we know where we are. The whole bright, noisy party." Vast framed the wide room. "Then go close, right in. Just her face, just the almost crying." Vast pushed the frame in tight on an imagined face. "The wide told us the world. The close tells us the heart. Wide, then close. That's you saying, here's the whole party, and here is the one thing in it that matters." The kid refilmed it, wide room, then tight on the birthday girl's careful eyes, and gasped, "You can feel her now." "Because I could finally find her," Fast said. "You showed me less, so I could care about more."
Later, when the workshop had cleared, the kid came back, quieter. "How do you know how close to get?" the kid asked. Vast thought about the valley and her grandmother's gentle question and the one warm flower of a moment that finally landed. "You ask what the scene is for," Vast said. "If it's for where? A place? A world? A bigness you want them lost in? Go wide. If it's for who or what matters? A face? A hand? A single trembling thing? Go close." Most scenes want both. Wide to know it, close to feel it. Vast looked out over the courtyard, then down at the dandelion in the wall crack. Showing everything isn't being generous. Sometimes the kindest thing you can do for someone is show them less, so the one thing that matters finally gets to. The kid nodded, and Vast watched the frustrated crease smooth out of the small face, the same relief her own had felt once when a story stopped being a whole valley and became a single flower. And Vast didn't say the last part out loud, but it settled warm in her chest. You were never boring. You were just showing so much that no one could find the part of you that mattered. Show them less. Let them feel it.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Vast. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.